Welcome back to Infinite Ultra. This is your DM, Aaron Chindahedi. Join me in Prima, land of the hero, home of the strange.
You guys want to get into this? You want to get some shit going on?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we still at Williams?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't actually listened to the last end of the episode, so we're just going to fucking fake it.
I think we were. We do. Yeah.
I don't think you guys left. Because I actually had no idea what to do after that, so I'm pretty sure I was just like, and you go to sleep. End of episode.
Well, I'd like to be up nice and early.
Okay. So, yeah.
The early bird catches the worm.
Yes, they do.
Early bird catches the hot dog.
Who's the closest person to me?
I would say that Nova would probably be an early riser to do her workout routine.
Yeah, I would imagine Nova's a pretty, like, almost military-style kind of schedule where she wakes up at, like, 4 in the morning to beat the sun, some shit like that. Yeah, okay.
Veronica's
we never
not.
Really talked about Protean's, like, sleep schedule. We can say it's
there was
short.
No sun, right?
Yay!
So...
like, elves, they only need, like,
they just
know,
take,
a
like,
hours.
8 naps a day. Like, they do that, like, Da Vinci thing where they just take a 20-minute nod off and then they're back.
I'm totally putting that in here now. That's going to be hilarious. Like
it's
unintentional
narcolepsy.
Yeah. You have hereditary narcolepsy.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
I'm fully down for this.
I feel like that needs to be a band name.
I'm down for this. Hereditary narcolepsy.
Hereditary narcolepsy.
Like, yeah, that's like either the most like jazz fusion band or like some kind of weird punk metal.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, so I've switched from hashtags to band names, so that's what we're doing this year.
I'm down with that. Okay.
Nova. Nova. Yeah. Nova. Nova.
Yeah? Yes, what?
Look, William keeps his plastic bags up there. Grab one. Come with me, quick.
Okay. And I go grab one and I'll come with him.
Fly out the front door and down the street a bit.
I jog
hurry up,
after
hurry up,
him.
Hurry up.
I'm running as fast as I can. I'm running.
All right. I stop over a dead squirrel. Put that in the bag for me.
What?
I'm full, but I'm not going to let the rest of this go to waste. So please put that in the bag for me.
Okay, and I'll do it.
I was like, do crows eat dead animals?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're carnivores. Fuck, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, Nova grew up on Proteus, so she knows what hunger is.
She's used to eating weird shit, yeah.
She lived on crystal
biscuits. I
would like
to eat this mushroom, but it's 2 weeks old. Oh, well.
Yeah, she'll bag it up and then ziplock it and be like, are you gonna put this in your weird leather pouch?
Well, that's not a bad idea. But if I get hungry later, I don't know. Maybe you should carry it for a while.
I don't have any pockets, but okay. And I'll jog. But are we going back to the house as I'm jogging back to Williams?
I don't know.
I'm curious. What do you wear where you don't have pockets?
Really, like. Slim-lined clothes. She probably has a pocket and just doesn't realize it.
They're like lady pockets where you can stick like the fingertip in and that's about it.
Yeah, and I mean, and she has a phone, but she like, I don't know, she puts it in.
She's got the belt clip.
She's got a belt clip. Yep.
They're definitely not big enough to put a dead squirrel in. We'll say
that.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I'll put it in my
Aaron,
pocket.
A lot of women's clothing does not have usable pockets. I don't know if
it's
you
very
know.
No, but I know. We've talked about this.
I always assumed Nova would wear like more military style clothes that are more
like
functional
cargo
than
pants.
That. But yeah. But
yeah,
like,
but like
I
think
really
of her
asked.
More of less as like dressed up kind of like a monk, but no pockets.
I can live with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like very linen, very basic.
Yeah, like those like karate pants that are like kind of loose, but tied
so
like
comfy.
The ankle.
No, not loose. She's showing.
Okay, tight,
you could tell
tight.
She's muscular. Yeah.
You can see the vascularity through the linen. Yes, got it.
Okay. And she doesn't wear sleeves. She's pulling off those guns, man.
Sleeves are bullshit, right?
Yep, sleeves are bullshit.
That's a good tagline. I'm writing that down.
No, you can't use that
tagline.
No,
that's
already
definitely
copyrighted.
A critical role thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They have shirts and everything.
It certainly is. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the joke, but so Bart, is your pocket dimension actually like in the bag? Like, is that little leather satchel like a bag of holding, basically, or is it like a separate thing?
I like the idea of it being in the bag.
Okay.
But I imagine anyone else that opens the bag up doesn't see it. It would just be a bag for them.
Oh, well, then I could totally put the squirrel in the bag for you. And it would just be there, right?
Pocket dimension.
I mean, I don't mind carrying around your squirrel. That's not a big deal.
Do you think Lucinda has a microwave at her place?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that she's not going to appreciate this.
So she has a microwave. Cool.
I mean, humans are kind of weird about what you're supposed to eat or not.
I agree.
It took me a really long time to figure that out, but...
Well, I mean, if you want to eat, too bad. It's mine. But thank you for helping me.
I'm just trying to imagine how awful it would smell to microwave roadkill squirrel.
Oh my god, so bad. I'm sure, so bad. All that hair. Oh, gross.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys have a little morning hike, I guess, down the street a ways.
And I come in carrying a bag
just
with a dead squirrel in it.
Bag with a dead squirrel.
It's totally visible. Gross. So disgusting.
Yeah. So you guys kind of go through your morning routines and stuff. We'll say, you know, Lucinda and Veronica wake up a little bit later. And as you guys are kind of, you know, doing your morning routines, William is like making breakfast for everybody rather elaborately. He, you know, is quite the accomplished cook. I think that we implied that in the first season, but now it's for real. He's actually a really good cook. So he makes you guys big, huge, full breakfast, like continental style. It's got all kinds of crazy shit. And while you guys are eating, he walks up to the table and he says, I had a phone call very early this morning. I think someone wants to see you guys. And he puts a black business card on the table and kind of slides it into the middle very carefully as if not to jostle it.
Does it look very similar to the card that I was given from Weird?
Looks pretty identical. Pretty much exactly 100%.
I'll pick it up and then shake it.
Okay.
I'm putting a piece of bacon in my mouth, like, fuck.
And I'll just be like, oh, shake, shake, shake.
Yeah. So you shake it, but instead of you popping out of it this time, you guys hear a familiar, like, clicking sound, and you are suddenly transported into Sector 13's base. Place that you guys have been before, but not like into the room that you guys were in before with like a testing room. This is actually like an office, but there is no table and chairs that you guys were sitting at before. So you guys just like pop into this place and then immediately fall on your asses because you no longer have chairs. So, and he just looks up and goes, that was a little earlier than I was expecting, but hi, hello again, friends.
I wasn't expecting to come here.
Yeah, it looks like you were in the middle of breakfast. Like,
yeah,
Lucinda's
I have
like a fork
piece
with eggs
of toast
on it
in my hand.
It's like I'm holding a piece of bacon in my other hand.
Yeah. Well, I would say I hope it wasn't interrupting anything, but I didn't really ask you to shake it when you were in the middle of breakfast. So.
Well, I was. Never mind.
Well, we're
you
here now.
To us. Yeah.
What'd you want?
Oh yes, yeah. Oh yes, there's. Obviously been some developments in the land of Sentinel cool shit and rugs and stuff. Well, the rug's not really all that important anymore, but Sentinel stuff is still getting pretty cool, right? There was a recent spike in activity. We have a new data set that we're working with. It's all very, very exciting. And he kind of walks over to a set of, like, rolling whiteboards and stuff. And he, like, slides one to the side. And you see this huge, like, elaborate, complicated set of math and very magic-y looking kind of rune situation. Like, this big, huge, complicated thing. And he's looking at it. And he just kind of, like, stands there with his arms crossed. And he says... I think we've come about as far as science can take us.
What am I looking
at? What do you want us to... What?
These are really pretty lines.
Like what comes after science?
I had to use a protractor. It was very delicate work. I really should have done it in something more permanent than dry erase marker.
Just cover it with some polyurethane. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
there you go. And he turns around to you guys and says, and this is where you come in. Science has come to an end. and so we need some magic. And there's only one person I know who is as magical as all get out, who might be able to figure this out. But
Jocelyn?
No. No. No, this is outside of the divine. Well, I don't know. It may not be, but I don't think a deity is really the person we're searching for. We want something a little grungier, a little more homegrown, if you know what I mean. So I want to hire you guys to find Wanda.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I'm not homegrown. I'm from Proteus?
Oh, I don't mean
thought that would be like really self-explanatory.
Yeah. It's pretty obvious. But... Yeah. I mean, you're like 7 feet tall and stuff. I didn't mean you needed to be homegrown. Oh. I meant someone you needed to get who's more homegrown. I'm realizing that this is.
You're not wanting our magical powers. You're just wanting us to find Wanda so you can use her magical powers.
Yes, exactly. You're mercenaries. I would like to engage your services.
Yeah, freelancers. I don't like the term of mercenaries.
Muscles for hire.
I don't want to murder anybody. I'll find things.
Well,
I mean, I'm here to do good, really. That's what I would like to do. I think Jocelyn would be disappointed otherwise.
How about independent
contractors? I have no problem with
That's
murder,
better.
By the way.
Yes, Bird, you are a high upstanding citizen. I appreciate your honesty.
Independent contractor works.
Cool. Okay. I'll make sure to get you guys a 1099 or whatever the fuck that form is. I don't know where I pulled that from.
Right.
I hope so. Very well. So,
is she missing or we just need to go to her?
Well, she's not in the best state lately. Her daughter, Rhonda, has kind of been missing for about 6 months, so she has been gallivanting across the cosmos trying to find her wayward daughter once again, and so far hasn't gone super well, so she's not taking it great. I don't particularly know exactly where she is, but I do have a friend who may be able to transport you to where you need to go. Thing is, I'm just one guy, and I may be a very awesome super secret agent for Sector 13, but that does not necessarily make me a good fit for this mission. Hence, I hire a cadre of multi-talented and exquisitely skilled mercenaries. Oh, sorry, independent contractors.
Okay, how much
Money.
Are we going to get paid?
Yes.
You know, we don't exactly have an actuary table for jumping through portals into unknown cosmic territory. Actually, we do, but I don't really want to read that. What would you like to be paid?
Where are we going first?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No idea.
So you don't know where we're
going.
That's
not exceptionally helpful.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, high numbers here. If you can't really give us any information, we don't know how dangerous it's going to be, so... I mean, we got, like, 60,000 for a rug.
I think this is, not to assist your end of the negotiations, slightly more important than...
No, I know. That's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's the point, right?
That's the point. So I'm thinking
like, yes.
At least 500,000 each.
Wow. That is a large, alarmingly large number. That is... quite intense. That jumped very fast.
I mean, in not Nova here, this is Kia. In contract negotiation, you should start at the top so you can work your way down.
I mean, I fully am also on board with that. And it's just like, me, human being, as your DM, Aaron Jin, and Hedy just went, what?
I mean, so did I. So.
I was like, that's your fault for being like, I don't know how much you think you're worth. Well, my friend.
Veronica thinks very highly of her services and herself. So $500,000. And of course, everyone that she hangs out with is, of course, top notch. So $500,000 each seems fair for a place that we're going to be transported, that we don't know where it's at. We don't know how dangerous it is. We don't even really know where Wanda's at. And we don't know the person that's transporting us. So...
Interesting. Mm-hmm. 500,000 each. Four of you. $2 million. That is a lot. What if I said $1 million total? to be divvied up as you see fit.
I mean, that's 200... No, I don't know that math. Never mind.
No, that's 250 each.
Turn off your contract, Bankia.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't know how I was able to personally do that math so quick.
No, it's 250,000 each. I don't know, guys. What do you think? Give us a moment, please. We're going to
Oh, yes. If you need a moment, by all means, yeah, yes. I'll just go over here and microwave this bagel.
Great.
And he goes over and starts putting like
microwaving a bagel. You don't want to put that in a toaster? That's gross.
Well, no, he's putting like cheese on it and then he's like sticking it in there. And then,
still, no. You don't microwave bread. That's...
He is weird.
He is weird.
This is a secret agent.
Don't second guess secret agent bullshit.
Aaron's obsessed with microwaves in this game, I just have to say.
Hey, last time it was doors, now we have microwaves.
That's true. All right. Which have doors. So, anyway.
Microwaves, doors. But not microwaves, guys.
Not microwaves.
Oh my God.
This one is a microwave. So you guys have a moment of you know, time to yourself to discuss this outside of your shop.
Are we huddled up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
$350,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, but so is $500,000. And he halved that.
I don't know statistics, but it seems higher.
I mean, I'm not really wanting to turn... If it's $250,000 or nothing...
Well, you didn't say that.
And I mean, and maybe we would be helping Enoch. I mean, Enoch is our friend. Enoch?
Okay, so since he hafted...
Oh, Enoch is with you guys. Sorry, Enoch is with you, Kiyoko is not.
Great. So, okay, weird. So since he halved it, maybe instead of $500,000 a piece, we could go with the $250,000, but since he halved it, we could also have like a favor to call in from Sector 13 for each of us.
I can't put favors in my stash.
But you could put their cards in your stash.
I mean, those cards are really sensitive. I've accidentally called him once
before. Maybe they have another way to call them, but they would just know that if we need their help, they would owe us, each of us, separately, a favor.
One quick aside. Bart, roll me a perception check.
Oh, shit. Numbers.
That one.
That is how that works.
That one. No.
Perception is 7. All right, which D6s, D4s? What are we doing?
D4s is fine.
I got a 4, which is well under my 7, because I'm very perceptive. I am a bird.
You are a bird, and you are a bird who loves shiny things. And on this desk, you see in a like kind of pen holder situation, you see two things. A very exquisite fountain pen, and also a very exquisite letter opener.
Is you weird looking?
No. Not actively looking at you right this second, no.
Is anyone else looking at me?
Your whole crew of people?
Okay, I'll just kind of gently pull the pin out and slip it into my bag.
You are not next to the desk. You are on the other side of the room.
Oh.
You would have to fly to
the information until later.
This was not an aside for you to go thieving. This was for you to see some shiny things in a room.
And like, okay. Where are you? Like, are you standing on the ground on your own? Are you sitting on Enoch or me? Like,
I'm probably sitting on either one of your shoulders or something.
Mm.
That's what I figured.
Are you on me?
On Kit.
Yeah.
OMG.
Yeah, that's adorable and I love it.
It's like, I didn't want to say anything before, Bart, but you stink. Like, what did you get into?
Like, wow.
Kit's like trying to get into your bag. Like, what did you do?
I had some late night snacks last night. Kit, I need to give you
a bath or something. You smell
Nova
bad.
Is just like tensing up and like looking in between.
But I don't care how much we get paid. I am genuinely worried about Wanda, so I want to find her.
Yeah, if she's gone missing, I would think that would be really important that we find her.
I think a million in a favor is good.
Yeah, work on the negotiations. I just want to find her.
Great.
I don't think a favor each. I think if we just say, hey, as a group, we want a favor.
Well, let's just do a favor each and see where he goes with that. So, okay, so...
Veronica, corporate trained in negotiation. I love it. That's mom and dad rubbing off right there.
I have learned something working, watering all the plants at the
you hear headquarters. All the high power phone calls.
Yeah.
All those wheeling and dealings. Okay, cool. So you guys have a counterpoint then?
Yes. So we take that to him.
Okay, cool. He fishes his bagel out of the microwave and starts munching on one end of it. He's like, all right, you guys ready?
Yes. What about 250,000 and a favor for each of us from Sector 13?
To be clear, 250,000 apiece.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Oh yes, I got that part. Okay. $1 million and a favor each from me personally, or from Sector 13 as a whole.
Sector 13 as a whole.
Them's high stakes. How about?
Because I don't know what you can do.
Oh, a lot, but it's okay. $1 million each. No, sorry. $1 million total.
I mean, excuse if you me. Want to like, do
whoa.
That.
No.
Good job, Veronica.
Quite the opposite, really. Quite the opposite. Nope. This is not in writing.
All right, fly over and get the pen. We can put it in writing.
He snatches the pen out of your claws immediately. And he says, $1 million total and two favors as a group. To be asked with all four present at a given time of your choosing.
Present, but maybe not. Okay.
Conscious?
I'm really. Words are important. You know? So.
Physically, with your material bodies present, your mind may be elsewhere, as long as you have a. Third party speaking on your behalf who is also currently physically present and mentally, obviously, if they're speaking for you. Does this suit you?
Throw in the pen,
like
we got
a
deal.
A loophole somewhere, but okay. Oh, and the pen? Throw in the pen into the deal, yep.
Bart, you are a shrewd bird.
Thank you. I also smell wonderful today.
No, that's factually untrue. But how about $1 million, one favor, no questions asked, and the pen?
I'm sorry, a whole favor costs a pen?
Well, two favors with all four of you physically and mentally-ish present versus one favor of... An all-encompassing any one of you at any time can ask this favor of an entire Sector 13 department. Much, much more valuable. And also this pin. And he holds it up and it shines a little bit.
Ah, I'm good. This is good. Shake on it. You there, human. Use your hand. Shake.
Okay, fine. All right, fine. Fine. All right, fine. One favor.
Very
and
well.
Bart gets a pin. All right.
I open up my satchel and kind of point at it with my beak.
One moment, excuse me. And he walks to the other side of his desk with a pen, and he opens a drawer in his desk, pulls out some paper, sets it down, and then taps the pen to the paper, and you see it just fill with lines of text, very clearly and succinctly going over exactly what you guys just agreed to. No, you know, bendy words. Like, it's very, very... Very succinct and very important.
Wait, I don't know what I was going to know you at, but...
No, I love
trickster,
it. I love it.
Trickster language.
Yeah, no weird legalese. It's just straightforward. Yeah. And he hands out with the pen for one of you to sign. Who signs it?
I'll sign it. Oh, okay.
Fight.
I'm not going to fight Nova.
You've been holding out on us, man. You have magic paper, too?
I have a lot of wonderful things. And he just, like, kind of, like, looks around his office lovingly. And you guys, it's actually a very minimalist style, but it's got a lot of very distinctly displayed items in it. If it were, like, another person's office, it would probably look cluttered, but it has a very feng shui way of laying it all out. But there's a lot of stuff. Anyways, so... Nova or Veronica?
I mean, I'll reach out and take the pen to sign.
it does seem appropriate for you to be the first one to move. Yeah, so you sign, and he keeps his little contract thing, whatever, and he folds it up and puts it in his desk, and then hands the pin to Bart.
I'm going to say, how do we call on that favor?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm very sorry. It's one moment. He pulls the pin back real quick, and he takes another sheet of paper, and he puts your guys' contract on top of that one, and then taps the new piece of paper, and you just see this like really intricate like scrawl. It's not words. It's like a arcane symbol kind of situation, and then he hands that to you, and he says, when you're ready for that favor, simply light this on fire, and you will be brought before District 13's council, and you may ask for your favor.
So I have to ask, just because I'm curious, and I'm not 100%, I'm not the smartest one in this group by all means, but is it the paper, or is it the pen that's special here? Because if it's the pen, then we can write really cool and make pretty drawings. Just saying. I'm just curious.
He just cocks an eyebrow at you, and then hands the pen to Bart.
I put it in my satchel.
But no, what if it can help Bart write? I mean, this is good information to have, right?
Why would I need to write?
I don't know. You never know, Bart. I'm just asking.
Words are for humans. I mean, the written ones.
The scribbly ones. He walks over to a safe that's set into his wall, and he spins a little thing and opens it up. And he brings out a fat stack of cash and says, half now, and then half on delivery. And he hands the fat sack of cash to Veronica, because she was the one negotiating. And he just kind of assumes that you're now the money person. So hands you a big fat sack of cash and says, pardon me for a moment while I get a mutual acquaintance and your ride. And he walks out the door, and you guys are alone for a minute.
I grab the letter opener.
I assumed you would. There's no one in the room. Roll me a soul check at D6s.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Excited. Disappointment.
I lost by 2. I rolled a 5. My soul is a 3.
You are not able to lift it. You fly over to it, you get a really good grip on it, and you just give like a big, huge like heave of your wings, and it just doesn't move. You just like slide off of it.
I kick the cup over it's in.
It falls over. Letter opener falls to the desk.
Try again.
You cannot pick it up.
Nova.
Yes? I'm sorry, yes?
I need you to be useful again.
Need your fingernails.
Okay.
Pick that up.
What is it?
It doesn't matter.
Pick
it up.
I was doing math. I'm sorry. What is it?
It's shiny.
It's a letter opener.
Ooh. Does it? Yeah, I'm going to try to pick it up.
Roll me a soul check. D6s. Fuck.
D6s.
It's like, ooh, I wonder what a magic letter opener does.
Well, like, yeah, I'm like, I could technically recreate this, right? So. Oh, shit. This is not going to go well, guys. Just straight soul?
Yeah, just soul. That sounds good.
My soul is a 2. Mm-hmm. I rolled a 9.
Ouch. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you aren't even able to like put your hand on it physically. Like you reach down to touch it, and you just see that like you feel something like force, like, you know, a tactile feedback, but you looking at it with your actual, you know, eyeballs, see that you're not actually touching the letter opener. You're not even able to like,
wait, is that like a magic defense thing?
Technically
I could roll on a tier lower.
No, it's not a magical defense thing. No.
Damn it. I'm like, man, I don't know. There's like something, invisible force like around this, not allowing me to touch it. And I'll just be like bashing it with my fist.
Are you smashing this thing?
Yeah, I'm like trying to get to it.
I feel like it's like a magnet, like when you try to put magnets together, like it's just like you're not even getting close to it.
Yeah, like you keep trying to slam this thing, and I mean, fortunately the desk is very strong, but everything on the desk is like jumping a little bit every time you slam it, and just like getting a little bit more in disarray. But every time you slam this thing, you just, you know that you're not actually hitting it.
I just rolled two ones! But I know that doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count. That would have been cool though.
Huh.
So I can't help but notice what they're doing, and I want to, and Veronica wants to go over and try and pick it up.
Yeah, I would say it's pretty fucking obvious after the slamming of the desk, yes. Yeah, sure, you're welcome to try and pick it up. Give me some soul, check it, some D6s.
No. I 10. I feel like
loving this, guys.
I know.
Loving this. Yeah, you like gently push Nova to the side, who I think just kind of goes off in a huff, probably. And you
try. I'm watching with like eagle eyes, like, how is she strong enough to get it, but I'm not. And then I see her fail, and I'm like, and yeah. I'll walk away.
Yeah, she does the same thing that Bart does, and she like tries to touch it, but like since it's not sticking up, she just like slides off of it sideways. Like she was trying to like kind of do the pop up like you would with like a dinner knife, and she just like slides right off of the metal of this thing. Holy shit, can we move on? Yes. You guys hear the door behind you open, and Hugh Weird walks in, and he says, uh-huh, okay, I shouldn't leave you guys alone in a room ever again, huh? And he walks over to his desk and starts, like, cleaning it up a little bit and picks up the letter opener and sticks it back in, like, the pencil holder.
I just have to know, why couldn't I touch it? It's sharp. It's pointy. It could technically be used as a weapon, and I would like it in my arsenal, but I just need to touch it.
Hmm. Well, he picks up the letter opener by, like, the point and holds it out to you, and he says, if you're worthy, you can pick it up.
Oh, shit.
Can I retroactively use my two?
No.
Damn it.
No.
Just cut that out, Aaron. Come on.
I mean,
I'm a bird. Of course okay. I'm worthy. Like, I'm better than
a
human.
I don't want to take it from you. I just want to touch it. That's the only thing.
You're welcome to try. And he keeps holding it out.
I'll try.
Okay, you try.
But I'm going to, like, center my chi and then try again. Still D6s?
No, still. You rolled already. You rolled already. You reach out to grab a hold of it, and as your hand, like, wraps around this, like, tactile feedback, he lets go of it, and it literally, like, forces your fingers open and then falls to the ground. Mm. And then sticks, like, boop, like, point butt up.
I don't know if I've ever had a weapon reject me. I don't like this.
And you hear from behind you, oh, don't worry about it. It's not really that cool.
Oh my god, is it green
slowly
hair?
Slowly turn around with, like, furrowed brow.
Veronica doesn't know him, but yeah.
No, and behind you, you guys see, getting towards elderly, not quite there, a man who is tall and wiry, dressed in just very plain, kind of almost rags, obviously doesn't care too much about his clothes, with long, flowing hair that is green on the ends, but starting to go very, very gray at the scalp. And he says, hello! It's nice to see you again, Bart! Oh, hello! Long time no see, no way!
No, don't worry about it. Hey, what's up, green hair?
Hey, not a lot of plants to water here. Don't want to stay too long.
Well, let's get this on with.
Yes, you all want me to find the wonder. Yes, the magical one.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, without further ado,
and he, like, waves his hand, and a portal is created in this office. And it's just kind of a big black hole, basically. You guys can't really see through it. Which, Bart, you're the only person who's actually gone through one of his portals. It's kind of a standard fare, so you guys still don't really know where you're going. And he says, good luck out there. It's a wacky world. All around.
Well, see you around, green hair, and I'll fly through the portal.
So good to see the little Bart all grown up. So spoken.
Would I have heard stories of Green Hair?
You know who Green Hair is, but you've only seen him at a distance. You've never really, like, interacted with him.
I'll be like, oh, hello.
Hello, you look oddly familiar.
I usually kind of trail behind Jocelyn.
Oh, yes, little one. Yes, that's what I call you, little sapling.
And I'll walk through.
Oh, so cute, so cute. That I grow up so fast. Okay, okay. Did you else like to have a small scene with Green Hair before you walk through the portal?
I don't think Veronica knows him, so she's gonna be like,
You have no fucking idea who this dude is. He's just some weird old dude.
Yeah. Be like, thanks. I like your green hair, and I just walked through the portal.
Yeah. I don't know why, okay. But I am imagining like this go from light to a dark green, like with the gray at the top, but almost like an ombre, like shift in his hair. It's in my brain, it just looks so amazing.
If you've ever seen Fate Apocrypha, there's a character in there who's Vlad the Impaler, and he has like green ends to his hair, but it like fades into gray. It's cool. It's pretty fucking cool.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
It's a very good show. Anyways, Lucinda, what would you like to do?
Oh, I just awkwardly walk past him and kind of nod. Thank you.
And he whispers very quietly. Very scared. He whispers very quietly, I really like your fox. Very cute.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Oh, fox. I heard forks. And I was like,
I like your forks, girl.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a pin, but okay.
It's a pin fork.
I could see Kit like licking his toes.
Yeah,
like Pin, Rumley does.
Pin, wow, what the fuck, Pin? Kit like kind of rubs up against him as she walks by, and he kind of goes, oh, oh. And Kit jumps into the portal after you. And Enoch just kind of like, not that you guys see because you're already through the portal, just kind of like waves and just kind of jauntily walks through and follows.
Like
you guys.
A Forrest Gump wave.
Like... Yeah, kind of just like. Bye-bye. Yes. And just goes through the portal as well. So you guys enter onto what seems to be a solid piece of ground directly underneath your feet. It's stone, like flagstones in some kind of fashion. But as you look around, you see that there is a massive building in front of you, a giant castle, essentially, that is in front of you with a big, huge door directly, you know, within reach. And as you turn around, you see that this flagstone floor basically cuts off right behind you, and you are several thousand feet in the air, floating over a area of like just pure swamp and like moss-covered trees, and it just looks like a world full of just like Louisiana shitty swamp. Probably full of all kinds of unspeakable creatures and bugs that will kill you. Not my natural bias towards all those things. anyway, so yeah, you guys are in front of a giant door atop a flying castle of magic and wonder. I editorialized that last bit. You don't know that.
This place looks like it's full of magic and wonder.
Yeah, no.
Wait, is it flying
around? Are there people around?
You don't see anyone around, but you give me, everyone give me a perception check.
At what?
Sixes?
D4s is fine. It's not too hard.
I failed by 2.
I tied my perception.
Oh, I doubled my perception. I lost. <Ooh.
laughs> She sees all of them. She temporarily goes blind. Oh, I tied mine as well.
I rolled 2 4s, so
oh,
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's critical failure.
Yeah.
You kind of get, like, vertigo from being on top of this flying thing going,
I sit down.
Yeah. Cool. Bart and Lucinda, you guys hear the distinct sounds of living creatures inside of this place on the other side of this grand door. You can't nail down exactly what is going on, but obviously there is something happening inside of whatever is past that door.
Well, something bad?
Can't really tell, necessarily. You just hear a small ruckus. Not full ruckus, small ruckus.
Should we knock?
Enoch?
Enoch?
I knock on the door.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, it's good.
Knock, knock, knock.
You hear the ruckus, the small ruckus, excuse me, stop. How long do you wait before you do something?
I just wait. It's rude to just barge into people's houses.
Fair. Nova would do that. You guys see... So Nova, did you knock, right?
Yep.
Okay. You guys see this door slowly creak open, and on the inside, it's kind of dark-ish. Like, as you see through the crack of the door, there's obviously,
oh,
like...
Oh, hell yes!
Okay.
I have dark vision.
Okay. Put it in the I was like, they opened the door. I was like, good job.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, doors are traditional enemies of us, so...
That is true.
I celebrate the door
You didn't
opening.
Have to do anything unspeakable to open this door.
Can you imagine, wait, like, opening the door and you just see somebody like, fuck yeah!
Wasn't that the answer to one of the doors last season was just to knock on it? Was just to
yes.
be nice?
Probably.
Yeah,
it was.
Okay. Okay, so you guys knock on this door. Anyways, the door slowly
Sorry.
Starts to creak open. You see... No, it's okay. You see through the crack that is slowly opening into a dark-ish room. You see that there are just off in the distance, just as this door is starting to open, maybe like a fireplace with a little fire in there, maybe a couple of little torches here and there. But right as you're really starting to get details of what exactly is going on in this room, once it opens up about maybe a foot, a green scaly arm reaches through the door and attempts to yank you inside of it very suddenly. So I'll need to have you make an athletics check. We'll say D6s. No, hold on. D8s. Sorry, my bad. I looked at the wrong number. Unknown assailant got an 8, so 1 by 4.
Damn it. I failed, so...
Okay, so... just as you're starting to pull away, a hand clutches the front of your shirt.
A scaly arm. Oh.
A scaly green arm reaches out, grabs you by the front of your shirt, and just bodily yanks you into the room. And we're going to roll initiative.
Can I say that when the hand started reaching out, I was like in the beginnings of salutation. So it's like, salula.
Salula. Yes.
Get over
fully
here.
Fully awesome.
We want really low numbers, right?
Yeah.
I rolled a 3.
I did too! Whoop whoop!
So Bart got 3, Nova got 3. I know Nova has a higher body, so she'll go first. Lucinda, what did you get?
3. Oh, 13.
I was about to say 3? Holy
like, 3, 2! No, 13.
Veronica.
16.
Okay, cool. We have an order. All right. First up, and I kid you not, this worked out perfectly. The person who pulled Nova into the room actually gets to act first. First in the initiative. I know, by 1 point. One by 1 point. They rolled a 2. So I'm just going to kind of lay out the situation so that we don't get confused later. I have given fun affectations to each of these stupid creatures. The door goes flying open. Nova gets dragged into this room. It's a really large room. It's probably about 50 by 50, but there are 5 lizard men, huge, jacked lizard men, even taller than you, just by a little bit, Nova, just a little bit taller than you, but fucking like steroid level muscular, insanely ripped. And they all look vaguely evil, as most reptilian things do. And so the one that pulled you in has a club in its other hand. There's one with a sword, and then I had to start getting dumb like I normally do. One is wearing a pair of pants. One is wearing a tunic style shirt, like old school, like Renaissance fair style tunic shirt.
I'm not gonna remember all of this, but
and then I ran out of things. So one of them has a top hat.
Yay, top hat!
Yay, top hat!
In my head, I was seriously going, top hat, top hat, top hat.
Yeah.
So all of them together have an outfit.
One full outfit, yes, with two weapons. Outfit. Yep. No shoes.
That's how Aaron does it.
That's how I roll. My mind seriously went like needle just like back and forth between monocle and top hat, but I already know that I've done some monocle shit before, so we went top hat. Okay, so the lizard man that starts off has the club, pulled you in with one arm, and then is going to use his other arm containing the club and try and bash your face in, basically. Mm. I'm not going to consider you grappled for this, so you were able to use your skills freely. He mostly just has you by the shirt. It's not really like a control situation. He just wanted to surprise you and bring you close. So we will roll attack, and we're gonna go for d6s to start.
So I have to defend with d6s?
Yes, it'll be a physical defense.
Physical defense.
Yes. The lizard man with the club succeeded by 2.
I failed by 5. I don't know how my physical defense is so low, but yeah, failed by
5. I'm interested to see
mine's
why that is.
Mine's 0,
as well.
So.
So
I hope nobody tries to hit me.
So he'll do 4 plus 3, so 7 damage to you as this club just like whips down. I think like he probably goes for the knees kind of situation. He's trying to like kind of take you out of the fight, but you're a lot stronger than he expected.
I'm not at full HP. Should I have been at full HP?
Yeah. You guys slept. You got a full rest. You're good. So you're back to full, except for the 7 damage that you just took.
Alright, this should be 80. Ah, okay, good. We're good.
God, you have so many fucking hit points. Okay, and then Ness, Nova, you'll be next. You are up.
Oh!
You are currently loosely held by Club Lizard. The other lizards are close behind him, maybe about 10 feet behind him, kind of lined up and ready to fuck some shit up. They very clearly, once you knocked, got into, like, I'm gonna fuck you up position, so...
Can I create a sword and attack on the same turn?
Yes, the creation ability is a light action, and then the attacking is a standard action.
All right, so I'm gonna create. I'm gonna, huh?
I'm trying to remember what I named it. Don't worry about it.
I will create a sword in my right hand and swing.
Do you have like a particular style of sword you typically create?
I'd say it's just probably like a long sword,
just like
nothing
standard,
super
just
fancy.
Piece of steel, like with a hilt, yep. And just okay.
Cool. Yeah, because I'm gonna assume that Kyoko's weapon, or the I'm sorry, whatever the I can't remember the mouse's name.
Rikki-Tikki.
I'm gonna assume that Rikki-Tikki's weapon actually weighs more than 5 pounds.
Oh yes, substantially
so
more.
So I can't create it right now.
Yeah, it was a really huge cleaver. Yeah.
Yeah.
A longsword, I think, typically weighs about 4 pounds. I think so. That's pretty much like probably extent. You probably couldn't do like a claymore, but a longsword is totally still cool. Yep. Okay, what are you attacking at?
The one holding me.
Well, I mean, like the dice tier. Sorry, I should.
Oh, 6. Specified.
Yeah,
I'll do
6.
Okay. Actually.
You guys are 6 and.
Actually,
all
I'll do 8. I'll do 8.
All right, 8, like it.
I'm not gonna do well, but we'll try. Why not? Fuck.
It lost by 3.
I lost by 5, so.
Oh, Jesus.
I totally failed. I'm not gonna do 8s next time, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, so this lizard man, the second you summon this sword out of like the ether, basically, like kind of freaks out a little bit and like lets you go and takes like a full step back right as you're swinging, and it just like whiffs right in front of it. But it definitely seems like he freaked it out a little bit, and it's no longer holding the front of your shirt. So I think unless you want to move somewhere specific, I think that is about it for you.
I'll just kind of like I would like to put myself in a defensive position between them and the rest of my party.
You're gonna hunker?
Yeah, like sword out in front of me, like, yeah, legs apart at a good stance.
Yeah,
like, kind of
warrior's
nonsense.
Position.
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, warrior stance. Let's go with that. Okay, so Bart will be next. I have laid out the situation as previously stated.
Okay, I kind of, I guess, telepathically shout, "Hey, that's my human," and fly in, and I want to do a flyby assist and claw the one that grabbed her. And I'm doing my assist. I can't possibly win unless I get double ones, so I'm just going to do the full +5.
Okay.
For Nova. And right. Hopefully roll double ones.
And you're going for D4s, I'm going to assume?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Literally just a flyby assist.
Yeah.
And I rolled a 7, so I mean, don't worry.
It succeeded wildly by 3, so we're good. Yeah, okay. But it will take a... No, Nova will get a plus... a negative 5 on her next roll.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 turns to use it, so you can use it as you want.
And I get plus 5 to my whatever my next roll is?
Negative 5, technically.
Yeah, so whatever you roll, subtract 5. Provided that you were attacking club guy. That's the caveat.
All right.
Yeah, the pluses and minuses are weirdly confusing, but we'll get by. Cool. Where do you want to end up, Bart?
I probably didn't think that through and probably end up in the middle of the room.
Okay, so you just kind of like are trying to gain altitude again between like club guy and the other lizardmen, kind of like in that middle ground there, basically?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds fine.
There's like a lantern or something, a chandelier all land.
Yeah, there's a chandelier like with candles and stuff in it, so you're aiming to get to that, or do you actually want to get to that? Like, are you?
I mean, if I can get to it, I mean, sure. It's I need to be safe. I'm not a fighter.
Let's say, well, I mean, it's about 10 feet to the center and then about 20 feet up. So, yeah, you'd be able to make
it. Trigonometry.
Well, you swoop and then go up. So, yeah. So, I would say that you are able to just barely alight atop the chandelier, yes. So, you'll be out of reach, mechanically speaking. We're going to move to Sword Lizard Man, who I guess is going to just watch this bird fuck off, and then charge Nova, and also attack. It's going to go for D8s as well. It's a little
hell's bells.
A little more risky. Ooh. It will succeed by 3.
Well, I failed by 3.
Okay, so it will hit... Oh, shit, there we go. So it will do 14 damage. This fucking sword guy, he's got like a pirate's scimitar kind of thing, and just like fucking lays into you, gives you a big cut across your stomach, and kind of does like a lizard laugh, like, ah. I don't know, Donkey Kong, anyone? So then we're going to move on to, it's more lizard men. So Pants now is going to take his action, basically do the same thing. So he's going to rush up, come after you because you're literally the closest thing to it. Also D8s again. It will succeed by 1.
Oh, hells yes, I succeeded.
Nice. Okay, so succeeded is... assuming a tie or better. So,
I tied, yeah.
Well, it succeeded by 1, so yeah, it technically wins. So...
Bullshit.
Oh, boy. Pants is going to take, like, I don't know, a flying karate kick at you. Sure, why not? It's a kicking specialist. Let's go with that. And it will do... 9... Yeah, 9 damage to you. It will, like... just do like a flying circle kick straight to the head, and you're like, I mean, you got clubbed in the knees, like cut across the stomach, and then like flying kicked in the face, and you were just like stumbling back, like,
yeah,
this has been a lot. And we're gonna jump to Lucinda. Fuck, I forgot to roll for Ignat. Oh cool, he rolled shitty anyways, so that's fine.
Do I have... I can do a reaction, right? Or only can do reaction on my turn?
No, you can do reaction whenever.
Oh, well, then I'm gonna...
You can only do 1 per turn, so...
Then I'm gonna do a reaction to heal.
Okay. You have regeneration, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I mean, it's only 5 points, but whatever.
Hey, it's still 5 points.
When everybody's fucking kicking your ass, yeah.
I mean, even with that, I still wasn't at half health, so... This is what being a tank is, guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, remind me, can I do a free action and a standard action?
Yeah, absolutely. Free actions are free, so.
Are free. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. So, first I would like to send Kit out to attack the swordy guy.
Sword guy?
I'll use my elemental attack through Kit.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We'll do 6. Sixes.
All right. Oh boy, their magic defense is bullshit. It failed by 3.
Balls. I failed by 2.
Oh, you win.
Oh,
yeah, it failed by 3. Yes. You failed by 2. Yeah, you win. I think we both forgot how this game works for a
second. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, okay. So I rolled an 8.
Oh shit.
For damage. And that'll set Kit up to give Nova flanking for her next attack.
I was going to ask about that. Perfect.
Yes. And I'm going to use my free action to do my trimmer touch. Just to see if I can locate Wanda.
One second. I forgot to write down their hit points. Okay.
Oh, he's dead. Great.
Yeah, he's dead. So you're going to try and detect Wanda. Okay, cool. I would say give me, since it's the heat of the battle, I would say give me D6s. The stone is a really good conductor, okay, but you are in the middle of a fight, so it's going to be a little trickier.
Yes. Let me try to remember how I do that.
I believe it's D6s against your perception.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Oof, not great. I lost by 4.
Okay. You feel a lot of tremors of people running around. And yeah, that's you're not quite able to focus enough to figure out more than that. You just kind of like, well, shit's getting crazy. Okay. Are you wanting to stay outside the door? Is that kind of what your move is at this point?
Yes, with seeing how hard they hit and how much they are, I'm going to stay as far away as possible.
Do not blame you. Okay, jump to Top Hat. Wait, shit, I forgot to... Where's Veronica?
She was 16, right?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. So she's actually right after you, Lucinda, so it is Veronica. Sorry, I forgot to put you in the list. I have a lot of names.
I'm going to get up, obviously, and run to the door. What is behind them? Can I see what's behind them in this room?
You see that this room is essentially a grand foyer, and so there are a couple of hallways off to the left and right, like diagonally. So they're like you can see their openings. They're going off diagonally left and right towards like the back of the castle from where you're facing. And then there's one big grand door, kind of almost a copy of the one that you guys just went into. Big, huge, grand door, right center, directly in front of you, with some small set of steps going up to it with like little braziers and a couple of statues here and there. It's a very, very like old school, like fancy Italian style castle. Just like it's a little gaudy, but just the right amount. But that door is probably about, I think, 50 feet away. I think the room is 50 by 50. So it is 40 feet to the bottom of the stairs, another 10 feet to the door.
Okay. And Nova, how far into the door are you?
She's like right inside of it.
Right inside of it. Okay.
Yeah. So mechanically speaking, you would be like 5 foot square where you're standing. There's a 5 foot square that is the inside of the door, and then a 5 foot square that has Club Lizard and Nova basically entwined in it.
Okay. I'm gonna do Leech, and I'm gonna try and grab the wrist that is holding the club. Is the one right in front of you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Club, sword, and pants are both generally in front of you. Club is the most directly in front of you.
Could I try with both arms to try Leech? Or does it have to be just one?
You can only target one creature for the attack. Yeah.
Then I'll do... Because I figure he's going to be on the left, is what I'm picturing in my mind. So picture I'm going to try and... I'm going to try and shoot my vine out and grab the wrist that is holding the club.
Are you trying to disarm him or just damage him? Because a disarm is a grapple. A damage is just a regular attack.
I was kind of wanting to do both. I guess damage him and maybe he'll drop the club. Oh,
maybe possibly. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay.
Maybe. Let's try that. Okay. So contested check. It's your magic defense.
Yeah.
And we're going to do D6s.
Got it. Oh, shit.
I don't want to use those two. I don't want to use those
two. It failed by 9. So, I really hope you win. I don't know that there's any world in which you can lose. Your magic Their magic defense is fuck sticks terrible.
I failed by 4, so yeah.
All right, cool. Sweet. All right, so give me some damage.
So then it's just 5.
5. Okay, got it.
And that was to club.
Yes. Okay, so yeah. Oh,
but then
remember,
I get those 5.
Yes, you get those 5 hit points. Yes. So you send out this wicked, awesome, crazy tattoo vine, wraps around the wrist of this club guy, and you see it kind of like spasms as if he got like shocked, and he does drop the club. Mechanically, though, they have big fat claws, so it doesn't change things too much other than the fact that he is now sans club and there is a club on the ground for the taking.
Does my vine still stay wrapped around his wrist?
It will unless he attempts to rip free from it, and then it'll be an athletics check. So.
Okay.
Well,
that's not going to be good, but all right.
Yeah, I know. They're very strong. Yeah. They are jacked as hell. So Top Hat's going to go. He's going to, I guess, still rush Nova at this point, because Nova's the only one even inside the room outside of Bart, and he's on the chandelier. So he's going to charge you with D8s, trying to hit you. Oh, that's real bad. He's going to lose by 4.
You said D8s?
Yeah.
I lose by 4.
Hey! Well, Ty goes to the attacker. Shit. Well, it's good for me. That's not good for you. Okay. So he'll... Ooh, that's kind of brutal. He'll do 14 damage.
Ooh. Okay.
This is the kind of shit high stats gets. It's a little brutal sometimes. Yeah, so he just charges in. I'm going to say his top hat has blades on the end, like Peaky Blinders, and he just, like, whips it and cuts you, like, right across the cheek, like, under the eye. And then whips it back on as if he were to strike a dashing pose. And then we're going to go to Enoch, who is just immediately going to turn white and do a dramatic charge in. And I'm going to just throw this one out there, do a baseball slide underneath Lucinda's legs directly to you, and then like flip up like Karate Kid style and lay a hand on you. And he's going to heal you for some stuff. We're going with this. He'll heal you for 16 total. He's got mega magic, y'all. He gets to roll twice. So, yeah, he just dramatically charges in, flips up, lays a hand on you, heals you up, and then, like, kind of takes, like, a, like, imitates your fighter stance, even though he doesn't actually have anything in his hand. And then he looks down at the club and goes, Enoch! And he reaches down and picks up the club, and then he takes your stance.
Nice.
And then we'll move on to Shirt, who is actually going to go after Enoch now, who has entered the fray. Nice. So Enoch is going to deftly dodge out of the way. He got a pretty incredible roll, and Lizard Man did not. So he's going to just, like, whip out this club and knock the punch that was coming his way astray. So we will jump back to the top with Club, who now, lacking a club and with a vine on his arm, is going to attempt to yank Veronica into the fray. So he's going to make an athletics check against you. And we're going to do D8s. I mean, he's got a 12 athletics, so...
I mean, he'd have to crit fail, basically.
Oh, he rolled an 11, so he only won by 1. But I'm guessing that laugh means... No good.
I failed by 9.
Yeah, he easily just yanks you, like scorpion style, right into the middle of this fight. So mechanically, he doesn't deal any damage to you, but you are now pulled in within range of all these other kung fu lizard men. So we'll move on to Nova.
I'm like, oh, hi.
I will, I guess, attack the club guy with my sword.
Cool.
I will do D6s this time.
So is my vine still wrapped around his wrist?
It is still wrapped around his wrist. You still have a hold of it. That's how he pulled you in. So.
Wait, and I can subtract five. So
yes, yes,
you can. I succeeded by a one.
Nice.
He also succeeded by one, so you win.
Nice. So I do 2d6 for damage? Is that
yes,
how that works?
And then half of your body score.
10. So 2. So 12.
12.
Because my body score is 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 12.
And I only got to do that once, right, Bart?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. Solid hit. All right.
And can I like push Veronica behind me?
I think
you could. Not behind me, but like so that I'm more in front than she is.
I think that you could take a light action to just like pull her behind you. Yeah, provided that she doesn't fight you on it.
I would not.
Yeah. So you'll.
I'm like, I don't know if you want to go face to face with these guys as I like pull her back.
Yeah, so you'll pull her behind you and kind of square up against kind of like the bulk of these guys. So it's kind of you and Enoch as the front line, and then Veronica's behind the two of you.
So I'm gonna assume I saw you get pulled out.
Yeah,
in the middle of it.
Pretty dramatic.
So.
Yeah. The yelping didn't help.
I'm like, thank you, Nova.
And so we'll move on to Bart.
Are all the lizard people now around them at the front door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to find the mechanism that would release this chandelier from the ceiling.
Okay, nice. There are two options to get this chandelier off of the ceiling. One is you could cut the rope. Two, there is a handle. Like crank kind of situation on the left side wall if you're facing into the foyer. I guess we'll say west. The west side wall. It looks like an actual crank that slowly lowers it though. So considering you are a bird and not terribly heavy, you don't think you would be able to manipulate it, but the rope is knotted, so you could either try and pull the knot out or cut it. So those are your options.
All right.
That letter opener would have come in so handy.
Yeah.
I was like, too bad you didn't get a magic letter opener. Shit.
Well, I mean, my whole idea was going to be to have you try to kick one out underneath it and then, I guess, pull the knot on it, but that might not work. So I'll just take this opportunity to light a cigarette with one of the candles up here and panic smoke it.
Yeah. Panic smoke it?
You succeed wildly at this.
You know, fire cuts through ropes too. Just
oh
saying.
My gosh, brilliant.
You hear Lucinda say she watches you.
As this idea hits my head, like, hey, wait a second.
I'll use pilfer mine to send it to him.
No, I love it. You finally get to use your psychic abilities.
Yeah.
I will grab one of these candles and kind of, if I can, like, ready an action, maybe start burning through the rope and say telepathically to Nova, kick one under the chandelier, kick one under the chandelier. And then I'll ready an action and start working on the rope, I guess.
Yeah, great. Sounds good. Cool. Then we will move on to Sword Lizard Man, who is going to still keep going after one Nova. Ooh, that's bad. D8, sorry. Oh, man. It failed by 5. Not good.
I mean, I failed by way worse. But is there any point? No, not really. So I failed by 4. Oh, I failed by 4.
Oh, there you go.
You did
perfect.
It.
So, yeah, you handily parry this sword stroke at you, and the lizard looks a little offended. It looks like you hurt his feelings a little bit. It goes. And so we'll move on to
laughter then.
Like, fighting makes Nova evil.
A little bit.
She likes it.
A little bit. So Pants is going to go. It looks like it was originally going to go for Veronica, but as you pulled her back, it just ended up trying to sweep your leg, basically. So it's going to attack you at D8 as well. Yeah. So it will lose by 4. They started off hot. Not so good now.
I also lost by 4.
Okay, so it'll still get you. Ooh, Jesus. It will do 19 damage.
Holy.
Yeah, it basically maxed out. It's, shit. Yeah. That was a pretty brutal one. Pants, like, fully, just like, full Sparta kicks you directly in the diaphragm. And you feel, like, winded, just, like, deeply, deeply wrong inside your guts now. So we will move on to one Lucinda.
Oh, no. So are Veronica and Nova fighting the same one? Or is it different ones?
Well, Nova's kind of fighting, like, 4.
Yeah. Which is why my health is so low.
The reason she's the one that she's directly fighting is the club, previous owner of the club, and
which
Veronica,
is the one that I.
Yes, Veronica is directly tied to that one.
Okay, that one. We'll send Kit to try to hit some lightning to that bitch.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I'm gonna say, as an aquatic. Amphibious creature, lizardmen would be weak to lightning. I'm gonna make that snap decision here. Seems appropriate.
Shit, Pokemon rules.
No, Monster Hunter rules. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm down with that.
If I'm still attached to this thing by my vine, would I also get electrocuted?
Well, plants are not very conductive, so it would probably burn away at worst. At best, just stay held.
Okay.
The plants are.
I failed by 4.
Yeah, but they would burn before they would actually transmit electricity. So that's why rope is technically safer than like aircraft cable in a lot of situations. Mm. So, anyways, so sorry. What were you doing?
Sixes. I'm doing the elemental attack, yeah. But I failed by 4.
Which dice? D6s.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
They also failed by 4, so you got it.
Oh, yay. Sweet.
Yeah, they have dog shit magical defense. Their magical defense is a 2, so it's pretty easy to hit them. They're very bulky, not smart.
Sweet, that's 10 damage.
Oh, shit. Is that doubled or is that pre-double?
No, it's not
triple, okay. Actually.
So 10 damage and then doubled to 20 because they're...
nice. Oh, because they're vulnerable
to lightning. Okay.
Sweet, suck it. Lizard guy. And yeah, just have Kit there for flanking for you guys.
Okay. Is it
so you get a plus
specifically
2.
On club?
Shit, yeah, I didn't think about is... flanking when it was my turn.
Well,
I
you still succeeded, so you were good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that's attached to Veronica. She'll have flanking again, so she attacks that one.
Okay, so we will move on to Veronica.
Okay. I was going to try to sedate him, poison him. Poison, just full on poison with the poppy.
Okay.
I don't know if flanking helps poisoning. I don't know if that's a thing.
I mean, I still roll
it's
for
still,
it.
Yeah, it's still a. It's still
well,
an attack.
It makes sense for a physical attack.
In this particular instance, it would essentially be a ranged attack because she's like throwing the juice. The goosh.
Oh, yeah.
She's throwing the goosh.
The goosh.
No. Stop it.
If you haven't noticed,
that wasn't in
the
our
name
recap.
Of the episode.
Goosh. So much goosh.
So it would, I think, in this instance be still usable with the flanking, but it's the same.
Okay.
It's the same mind plus medicine that you would normally use. Veronica.
So I do get to add plus 2.
Yes, you'll still get to add.
Great.
Add, yes.
Okay, great.
Provided you're going for club.
I am going for club, yes. Because I am literally attached to him. So yeah, let's do that. And I'm going to do it at a dice tier roll of 6.
Okay. Just 20s.
Hmm?
Nothing. I was making a very bad joke. So... This is a magic defense roll, I believe, yes. It will be a loss of 5 again.
I lost by 2, so yay!
Nice. Magic defense. Alright, so get me some of that damage.
So that's gonna be 7 damage.
Okay. Still against Glub. Alright. So we're gonna jump over to Top Hat, who is going to try and punch Enoch, I think, at this point. For the record, Club Lizard looking like shit at this point. He looks.
I hope so. He just got battered. Shot in the face.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like to imagine like your vine like just sprouted flowers and then just like oozed shit onto him and just like alien style like acid burned him. Oh yeah, I'm liking this.
After getting struck by lightning, man.
This dude's like missing some fangs. He's looking battered and bruised. A couple scales flaked off. He's looking rough. So we're gonna jump to Top Hat. He's gonna go try and attack Enoch. So it's me rolling against my. Oh, wow. Suck at rolling. And Enoch does not. So he fully just fucking misses Enoch. And then we'll go to Enoch's turn, who is going to look around at the situation and realize that he is woefully less than good at punching people with clubs. I'm just gonna reach a hand over and heal Nova one more time. So he'll do a total of 22 hit points.
Holy jazz.
Yeah, wow. he rolled pretty damn good. So he'll do 22 hit points of healing to you and just look at you and say, Enoch.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, he looks kind of concerned right now. Like, he's looking around at how fucking jacked all of these lizard men are and how, like, unhurt most of them are, and is kind of sweating in a robotic way that doesn't... You don't... Okay. So Shirt's gonna go next. And he's going to take a swing at Enoch as well. Yeah, that definitely hits. He will take 15 damage, and we will move to the start of the order, which typically would be Club. But there is a stirring. The grand door in front of you guys on the opposite side of the foyer suddenly flings open as if kicked very dramatically, and you hear a voice kind of boom into the room saying, "Would you keep it down? Trying to drink away my woes." And you see a woman holding a literal hot coal in one of her hands. And Bart, specifically, with your super awesome bird senses, can smell like the actual stench of, human skin burning.
Fuck, I was supposed to kick somebody under the chandelier. I had totally forgot.
Well, your turn hadn't come up yet. So she throws this coal into the middle of your group of people, and this thing erupts into a literal tornado of fire, and it is going to deal 86 damage to everything in the room. So all of you combined, yes, will take 86 damage, and also all of the lizard men will take 86 damage, which conveniently knocks them out quite handily, and the...
We all die.
Well, you all get knocked unconscious. Yes, you do.
I don't.
Hey, look at Veronica.
I have fire resistance.
What the fuck? Why do you have fire resistance?
Because that's what I fucking took for energy resistance.
Wait, is this a magical attack? Is there a defense check against this?
Oh, yeah, there actually is a magical defense check against this. If you succeed, you will take half damage. But,
what's the tier?
It is D20 tier, so let me roll my D20s.
Wait, but I get to roll one tier under.
So you'll roll D12s.
D12s? Fucking
I'm
hells.
Technically not in there.
Wow,
she
okay.
succeeded by 11.
Guys, I have to roll. Hold my on. Magic defense is 1.
You can do it!
There's no way to succeed.
You
can't.
You have to get a critical
but
success.
But I rolled an 8. So, hey, that's not too bad.
Hey, not bad. But, not bad.
Yeah.
I lost by 19.
Mm-hmm.
So do I need to do a magical defense roll?
Yeah, just to see if you take quarter damage at that point.
Yeah, I rolled... I lost by 7.
What dice tier did you say?
D20.
Oh. 2 or 1?
2 D20s.
2 D20s.
Yeah. This is epic tier shit. D20 is the maximum level of badassery that there is.
I rolled 10, and my magical defense is 1.
Nailed it. Nailed it. So.
Oh, but I have strong mind, so 2. So technically, 2. So I lost by 8.
I mean, silver lining. Lucinda, I'm assuming you lost.
I rolled a 17 and a 7.
Ah, sweet.
So,
nail it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
And Kit's dead, too.
Yeah, Kit's toast.
So.
What's up?
Okay, so you said 86 damage.
Mm-hmm. So half would be 43. 86.
Okay, so since I leeched 5 from the club guy, I have 45.
Okay, so you are miraculously, somehow, magically still standing. So you watch this absolute fucking massacre go down. But it does seem like there's a certain level of benevolence in this flame. This thing is a fucking literal nightmarescape in this room. As I said, a actual tornado of fire just erupts up, sweeps Bart off of the chandelier, throws him into the ceiling, drops him on the floor where he just lands all splay winged and legs up in the air. Everyone else just like immediately gets hurled against the wall and faints. These lizards just straight up turn to ash, and you stand in the eye of this tornado, getting licked on all sides by this horrendous hellfire. And as it like dissipates, you hear, what the fuck? You're all, whoa. You're still like standing? Damn.
And I'm all right. Yeah. Hi. We're looking for Wanda?
Yeah, well, you found her. And that's where we're going to end it.
Ah, me. That's hilarious.
And then the chandelier falls. Yeah. On top of womp womp.
Bye.
Hey, folks, just want to do a little housekeeping. Feel free to check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We love to hear from our fans and love to have little chats. And also head to our website. There you can buy the Infinite Ultra gamebook and all other things Infinite Ultra that don't quite exist yet. And we also have a Patreon if you'd like to support the show. Also, as per usual, leave a rating and a review. They really do help a lot.